The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this date in 1896, the first man-made radio transmission in history was sent. Russian radio pioneer Alexander Popov sent a transmission between two university buildings in St. Petersburg, testing his design for a wireless telegraph machine. In 1965, the last of NASA's Ranger unmanned probes slammed into the moon, shooting pictures all the way down to the point of impact. NASA switched its efforts to unmanned lunar landers next. In 1993, astronomers discovered Comet Shoemaker-Levy 9, a comet which had broken into a flying, glowing string of pearls after coming a little too close to the planet Jupiter. The giant planet would be the comet's final resting place. Calculations of its orbit showed that Shoemaker-Levy 9 would collide with Jupiter the following year, enough of an advance tip-off for astronomers and NASA to watch the skies. Microsoft executive Steve Ballmer was born today in 1956. On this day in 1905, Jules Verne died. In 1969, Paramount Pictures placed advertising to offer the original Star Trek as a syndicated rerun package to TV stations across America, even though the show was still running new episodes on NBC.
Now Star Trek's at 7 on 17. Kirk, Spock, Star Trek, the original, now weeknights at 7. It's out of this world.
In 1982, Atari brought the world's most famous video game character home.
Pac-Man?
Pac-Man.
Horsey.
I'll show you, Grandpa.
Pac-Man is a video game cartridge you have to buy separately to play on the Atari video computer system. Your parents hook it up and up.
After a surprisingly short period of development and testing, Pac-Man for the Atari 2600 hit stores, instantly underwhelming nearly everyone who played it, and making its programmer, Todd Fry, a bundle of money, thanks to a royalty arrangement which was a real rarity at Atari. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, the logbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor Dot Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.